Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Wow, Maryland on Saturday gets themselves a big upset going to Marquette, avenging their loss at home a year ago, defeats Marquette 89-82. Chris Nockey was on the call along with Johnny Holiday. Actually, it wasn't Johnny because Johnny was doing football,
right.
But Chris was on the call. Let's go out to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where Chris Nockey joins us now. And Chris, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we didn't see this coming. What do you make? When we'll get to the Farrell Payne of it all in a minute, but what do you make from the effort you saw from these guys on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think the effort has been there pretty much regardless during the course of the year. I don't think we could have anticipated the quality of the play or the quality of the comeback, especially after Farrell Payne went out. And he goes out, it looked like just an awful injury. And, You know, in that situation, guys go, you know, teams will go one of two ways. Either they, you know, the air goes out of the balloon, or they go out there with kind of the win one for the Gipper approach. And fortunately, I got to tell you, it was in light of the situation too, not just that you're down your best guy, but great environment for a game. I don't know what it looked like on TV. Great environment for game, good building. Terrific fan base, all those things. It felt like two wins.
But Chris, to that point, this team really rallied following that just gruesome injury. They outscored Marquette 36-24 after Payne went out. What changed for them offensively?
Well, they got a lot of points in transition. I think sometimes, particularly for a young group, and without your best guy underneath the basket, you know, where you're not getting anything easy. Watching them have to grind in half court could be painful. But they were able to get out. Marquette, you know, Shaka picks you up 94 feet. They play full court. But, man, you get past that first 4 or 5 feet, you're getting a really good shot on the other end. They are not very good defensively. And I thought Maryland did a good job of exploiting that. They had a number of 3-on-2s, 4-on-2s, you know, 3-on-1 break, where they instead of pulling it back out, they went to the rack. You know, they went to the bucket, and they got a lot of easy baskets in transition down the stretch of that second half.
Well, we know it's a new team. It's a lot of kids on the floor who haven't really played college basketball before, or maybe as a redshirt only practiced. But, like, Saunders is a guy who has some experience, and I felt like he kind of became their energy force after that injury, and I don't know. I kind of felt like he was maybe willing them to get a rebound here, to get a second chance there. Like, I don't know how it looked to you, but I kind of was like, he's coming out of his shell a little bit here.
Yeah, and, you know, because he's got the offensive skill set where, you know, he can shoot threes, he can make jump shots, I think he floats around a little bit. And then Payne goes out. he has no choice but to be the guy block to block. And I agree with you. I thought he just had a huge hand in the turning of the game, because what had been killing them was giving up multiple opportunities on the defensive end where they just couldn't seem to secure a rebound. And I think he ended up with 11 rebounds, but I would say the bulk of those, 8 or 9 of those, are probably in the second half. And him being able to do that was absolutely huge in the game.
Talking with Chris Knocke, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get to the feral pain of it all. And I can't imagine what it was like in the arena, because the microphones picked it up, him just wailing on the court. It was gruesome, for lack of a better word. Just, did it take the energy out of the building for a while? What was it like courtside when this all went down?
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. And these are really knowledgeable fans. And there was a hush, man, when he went down. And everybody, honestly, it's one of those things where, I don't know how you guys are, but I never watch injuries like that a second time. I'll watch them the first time, and then I've seen enough. And they wouldn't show it at all on the Jumbotron. It wasn't shown. I had a monitor that had the Peacock feed on it. I didn't see any replays after, and I didn't really need to be quite honest with you. But I said on the broadcast that, you know, when they took him away sort of right below us, and I took a little solace myself in the fact that there was no splint, there was no air cast, there was nothing that showed that he had clearly broken something on the court. And then you sort of hope against hope. You know, I think of all of us guys on here, only Tim Barbalace knows what it's like to be a young guy and built like a
You tell him that all the time, yes.
So, you know, and fortunately, I tell you what, the highlight of the entire day, as great as that win was, I was on the bus that pulled up to the ER, and Pharrell just came walking out the door.
Wow, right? Wow.
And wow. I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Now
he had a little bit of hitch in the giddy up, so it was one of those things too that I think it scared all of us, right? But I mean, think about if it happened to you. I think it scared the hell out of Pharrell when it happened, and you know, he was sore. He said they were concerned about his hip. They took all sorts of X-rays. Didn't even appear to pop out and pop back in or anything like that. It was just one of those. It was just an awkward, terrible fall. But watching him walk out of the ER, I'm like, oh my God, how in the world did that guy avoid something seriously heinous happening to him?
That's unbelievable. But I would assume he'll miss at least a little bit of time, Chris. And in Payne's absence, assuming he does miss games, how do you expect this team to operate differently offensively, defensively? And your concern in the rebounding, Marquette had 20 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's why you practice. That's why you get guys ready to play, multiple guys ready to play. Nobody's going to replace Pharrell. I mean, he's a man-child, and he's played a lot of college basketball. He's very experienced. I can't guess how much time he will miss. I mean, I would imagine there's no way he plays against Mount St. Mary's this week. But after that, you know, I mean, it never ceased to amaze me when I was playing and coaching how quickly guys who are that age and in that kind of peak physical condition respond and get better quickly, you know, warp speed kind of a thing. It's a miraculous thing. And I'm just happy the kid's okay. You know, he's got a great personality to him. He's a bit of a goofball. You know, he's a lot of fun to hang out with. And, the fact that he will be able to play is phenomenal to me.
Well, we're a few weeks into this now, so we can kind of start to look out. And every year I try to tell myself maybe the Big Ten won't be a gauntlet. And then I see what Purdue's doing, and I watch a little bit of UCLA. And now Illinois looks better to me this year than they did at this time last year. I don't know that they'll end up that way. And Sparty's still Sparty. I guess it just is what it is.
You haven't even mentioned Michigan. Michigan may be the best team in the conference. And, you know, going in and, you know, your teams evolve a little differently, in a little different time frame, and you just try and get better. And then once you get into the league, man, it's all about – you know, winning your share at home, taking care of your home court, and then stealing one or two on the road, and all of a sudden you might end up, you know, with a, you know, 11-9 record or something like that, whatever the number is. You know, being in the top two, just in the top two-thirds of the league, mm-hmm. is probably going to get you in the NCAA tournament. So you don't have to be perfect. You just have to get better and win some games.
Maryland hosts Mount St. Mary's this Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock tip, which means pregame coverage starts at 6 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nockey, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
We will. We love talking to Chris during basketball season. Coming up next, though, Northern Exposure and a wild one in Pittsburgh. Steelers get the win, but their quarterback's hurt. We'll recap next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're on The Fan.
This is any in the NFL. 3rd and 9. Sample the block. It's intercepted. It's picked off by Tugger. He's got room to roam. There's a block on the play by Herbig. You can't kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. Pick six.
Kevin Harlan on the call, and I did not expect this game to be 10-6 at the half. That's for damn sure, because they both went down the field on their first drives and scored, and then things got a little ugly. But Joe Flacco throws a new Steeler, Kyle Duggar, who takes it back 73 yards for a touchdown. The Steelers got a second defensive touchdown late in the game. First time they scored two defensive scores in a game since 2023, and coast to a 34-12 win over Cincinnati. In the game, though, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Mason Rudolph replaces him. Here's Mike Tomlin on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there.
Well, he's got a minor fracture in the wrist. It sounds like it's Mason Rudolph time. Alas, and we had the whole thing with Jalen Ramsey and Jamar Chase. And do you want to hear Jamar Chase? He was asked if he spit on Jalen Ramsey.
He was saying that you spit on him. Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
So what do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him.
What are you saying?
I ain't spit on nobody.
So the eye in the sky doesn't lie, and it's pretty clear he spit on him. We saw Jalen Carter, what was that, the first play from scrimmage? He got ejected. So we expect Jamar Chase to be suspended for their next game. At least that's what I think. Yeah. Like, he's probably going to get a game for this.
Yeah, he might. I got to think that's game, set, match on the Bengals season. They had a great opening drive, and then.
Yeah.
I do think that early sack, it wasn't his throwing arm, but Flacco landed hard. He didn't look right to me after that. So
the pick six was bad.
The Bengals might have a lot of beat up quarterbacks there.
They ran the ball
with Chase Brown pretty well early. Look, their defense, that's the best.
They only gave up 20
Aaron
offensive
Rodgers,
points.
Look, I don't think this is like a net loss for them offensively if it's Mason Rudolph for a while and not Aaron Rodgers. I don't think.
Is it a net gain?
I don't think it's a loss. It's different. You know what? And it could be a gain because it's different energy. It's not somebody playing the position like a punk glaring at people and waiting to give you a look or look to the sidelines or, you know, sort of embarrass you. Like, it's not going to be that. I think they'll be a little looser. This guy, let's face it, he's a mercenary who's there for 1 year to try to pad his Hall of Fame resume.
Yes.
It's not going well. It's not bringing out the best in him. And who's he bringing out the best in? I mean, he wasn't bringing out the best in anybody.
Darnell Washington, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe. I would say a 6'13" tight end, anybody could throw him jump balls. So I don't know. Rudolph's more adroit. Rudolph's not going to win games with his legs, but again, I think he can move the spot around more than Aaron Rodgers. And the offense was pretty broken with Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be an interesting spot for them this Sunday in Chicago because that Bears defense isn't that good. Now, the rush defense is really bad, but we know the Steelers don't really run the ball that well, and Jaylen Warren got beat up in that football game as well. I am with you in the fact that Rodgers really hasn't been playing all that well and been saying it for a while. They don't score unless they get turnovers. And they got two defensive touchdowns in that game.
Yes.
Scored 20 points offensively against the worst defense in the NFL, bar none.
Well, and look, the one thing you can't do against Chicago is turn the ball over. They are an elite takeaway team. Yeah. Now, Mason Rudolph has struggled with that at times. And Aaron Rodgers does a lot of things poorly, but he's been, and he's gotten away with some throws, but he hadn't been turning it over a ton. And
not taking the chance.
Pretty good about just protecting the ball in the red zone. That's where Mason Rudolph's going to have to lean into some things. This has the potential to get dicey, though. Like, Tomlin don't care. So, he benched Justin Fields last year. Justin Fields was 4-2.
Are you saying we've seen the last of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, let's say they win a couple games without him and the offense looks better. Guy's 43 years old. I'm saying stay tuned. They're not paying him $60 million.
No. Huh.
He's 41. Good with ages. He's 41.
43.
Playoff games. You got to count the playoff games.
You learned that with Craig Kimbrell.
He's
got 43.
Yeah.
I would be surprised. I would, because Tomlin shows with a veteran first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Like, is he going to?
He hadn't played that way for him. Ben played that way for him. What is this guy? What's this guy doing?
No, you're right. It would be interesting.
Steelers are at the Bears, as you mentioned. The Bengals host the Patriots, and Zach Taylor just met with the media. Cam Taylor-Britt's going to have Liz Frank surgery, so they lose their corner for the year. Trey Hendrickson already doubtful for next week. I do wonder, you know, all this excitement about Joe Burrow, if they lose to the Patriots and they're 3-8,
come on.
Yeah, I mean,
what are we doing?
It really. That's why I'm telling you. I think it could be Browning. I think the Ravens could get Browning.
I'm sure the Ravens would
much rather
have Browning than Flacco.
Yeah. I think Flacco's hitting the wall again for the second time this year. He's been hit a lot. He's supposed to come in and get you through a game or two. He's now basically been a starter for the better part of a couple of months.
And we really hadn't seen him turning the ball over with a lot of regularity in Cincinnati. But you can go back a couple years ago when he won Comeback Player of the Year with Cleveland, and he's putting up those numbers. He throws interceptions. Mm-hmm. And I think now that he is getting more beat up, you're probably going to see more of that.
It's showing up. It's showing up.
Steelers win 34-12. They still have a one-game lead in the division as they lead the Ravens by a game. The Bengals fall to 3-7, and as we know, the Steelers, after the loss yesterday, are 2-8. So coming up next here on the program, back to the Ravens. They do win 23-16, but we have been lauding their special teams this season so far. Yesterday, not a day to laud, more likely a fraud. What do we think of the special teams performance? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ojorquez high, spiraling kick. Wester calls for a fair catch, and he lost it. And the Browns recover. Grant Delpit.
That call courtesy of CBS, and LaJonte Wester did not have himself a good first half. As remember, he fielded the first punt like inside the two, which was not exactly what I'd like to see. And then this one, I think he forgot that punts aren't live balls because he decided to try to dive and catch the punt. He muffed it. Obviously, the Browns recover. They get a field goal out of that. You had the Jake Hummel jumping off sides on fourth and less than five, which gave them a first down when they were punting. This was a rough. Now, Tyler Loop was great, but a rough day for special teams.
No, Loop was great.
First time in weather, he didn't miss a kick.
We're fine. Yeah. We're good. I just think this wasn't good enough. You got a guy who's here for special teams and is supposed to be a special teams ace on a team that was lacking them, a team that special teams acumen and that you want to look at any advanced special teams metrics over them last year were poor. And then to give away, that's a turnover.
Yes.
I mean, that's the same thing as what Keaton Mitchell did or whatever. You want to put that one on Lamar or whatever. Like,
special, gave him three points.
A flat out turnover. And then for Wester to have been a part of the same thing and then almost get himself in a wicket again. And then for us still not to see it, like it's one thing to butcher a game on special teams, but then maybe you offset it with a return that flips the field or something like that. I mean, you could see Harb struggling with this in real time where it's not Wester for a while. Then he goes back to Wester. I feel like we've done this drill before. Like we're back to talking about the stuff we were talking about last year. If you got three return guys, you got none.
Yeah. I'm not hitting the panic button over yesterday. Heck, I did TMI last week about the special teams being better than we thought.
And Wester's been good.
And Wester has been good. But that was a rookie mistake, especially with the wind, 20-mile-per-hour wind. Just let it bounce. And even the one at the 2-yard line, you don't feel the punt inside the 5. Now, he was able to get it past the 20, so it's really
fortunate.
Not a huge. Yeah, for sure. So it's not a huge talking point, but special teams turnovers kill you. And go back to last week. That fumble that the Vikings had on that kickoff
changed the game.
Special teams turnovers kill you. And when we're talking all week long about how you can't beat yourself, just those two plays, the muff punt and the Hummel offsides, it leads to two field goals.
So let me ask you a question. We'll do the stereotypical talk show question. And we just said LaJonte Wester heading into yesterday had been good for them. Jake Hummel blocked a punt in the first Cleveland game. He's been decent for them. So is this a bad game or a bad sign, what we saw yesterday?
Well, I mean, for now it's a bad game, but they also were playing a bad team.
Yes.
They're not going to be generational enough. They're not going to be great enough on offense or defense to be able to overcome this against even decent teams, let alone playoff teams. So I think we just need to shine a bit of a light on it, because the way they're built, this ain't last year's offense and this ain't McDonald's defense. Mm. I'm not even sure ultimately when they play real teams, this is going to be last year's defense, let alone McDonald's defense. So it almost was too much to overcome against Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Yes. Well, you combine the two interceptions, one being a pick six. Yeah. It was a comedy of errors.
Here's a crazy thing, though. If they play a clean game, the Browns got 3 points without the Ravens' help yesterday.
They weren't going away.
Yeah, like because that's how inept they are offensively.
Yeah.
But they couldn't manage that yesterday.
My concern with Wester is these things like
start to get in your
when
head.
When he had the big return in the summer, I thought it was a big deal. Not that I think he's going to be breaking off returns in real games, but like, okay, we're already past the can he field the ball into, well, he's willing to lean into his dynamic athleticism and look at that wiggle. And like, so as much as you're excited about that in real time, these things now that the weather is turning, the conditions are going to be worse, the balls are going to be more difficult to deal with, the stakes are heightened because of the 1-5 start. I do worry about things like this, not so much for Hummel, but for him becoming, he starts looking over his shoulder, he gets in his own head, and now we're back to square one, which is this team has a revolving door of returners.
Well, Jason, it happened in that game. There was the punt in the second half where I have it up right here. It was a 53-yard punt that ended up being down by a Brown special teams player. You field the punt.
I think they told him to run away.
He was totally where they lost probably.
Well, and, they, and I also think
yards.
They benefited from that call. Yeah. I'm not sure that if that's not called on the field.
No, I'm not even talking
not
about that
one.
I'm not talking about that one.
There was one where he ran away from
midfield. Around midfield. Where just go up, call a fair catch. You probably lost 8 to 10 yards just letting that bounce.
It reminded me. I think it was the Pittsburgh game here last year where they fumbled and they fortunately recovered him. I think it was Desmond King.
Yep.
But eventually. They told the return guy to just run away from the day. It was obvious. He wasn't near the football after that until late where he fumbled another one. But
And we know how Harbs can be with especially rookies, guys that put the ball on the turf. I don't think he's getting another one.
But they also got away with the touchback that I don't think was a touchback.
I'll say this about that. That guy had a better look at it than anybody else. He's standing right there on the line. He's 4 feet from the guy. The camera, I couldn't tell whether or not his foot hit the line. He's got a better look at it than we did.
I think that's one of those plays where if it was ruled down.
Whatever it's ruled, exactly. It's going to roll.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that it was one of that's those
fair.
Moments.
Yeah, that was a huge benefit that they didn't.
Oh, massive.
Yeah, that you're looking at the replay and you can't see whether or not his foot hits.
But if you think about it as well, it was silly on that player's decision to even touch the ball because at that point it was rolling back out.
Yeah.
It probably would have just downed itself at the two.
It was a little bit like Trenton. Thank you, Ben.
Yes, Trenton Simpson. Trenton Simpson. Yeah,
sliding in. Ben Hall in my ear, hooking me up. Yeah,
that's what I said yesterday. I was right away. I was like, "That's Lur Trenton Simpson."
Yeah, no, it was. It was.
Trenton Simpson had a nice blitz yesterday.
Yes, he did.
I think he had a couple of quarterback hits, if not mistaken.
Yeah, everybody got in on the act there. I mean, well, look, they were blitzing the whole second. Once Shedeur Sanders came in the game, we're going to bring at least five here pretty much on any potential passing down. And
Can we take a minute on Tyler Loop, who this was the first time kicking in weather. It's windy in Cleveland. He didn't miss a kick. Nope. And
he looked pretty good.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jonas in a minute.
I got to say it passed the Jonas.
Yeah, I was going to say. They were middle. Yeah. They were middle.
Yeah. Right. They weren't like barely in or, hey, good thing that upright stopped where it stopped.
Yes.
Because if it went all the way up, that might not have actually been a field goal.
No, Looper was solid.
No, Looper's been great.
You brought this up last week, though, when we were talking about special teams, where that was his first big kick, like a kick with some gravity to it.
When they win, they win by 14.6 points. Like there haven't been close in late situations.
Yeah, to tie that football game, the 44-yarder, it late in the fourth quarter, was it 5 minutes ago, 6 minutes ago in the game? That was his first big moment kick.
He drilled that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so like it wasn't all, and Jordan Stout, I thought, had a good game as well. So like that continues.
And Stout's, or Looper's been better with the in the zone.
Oh, much better.
Oh, he hadn't had one of those in a while.
The first four weeks was a
whatever he was
adventure.
Working through.
In the
he
landing seems, zone, is that right?
It's called the landing zone, He has not had a landing zone issue since early in the season.
Right.
Looked like he was working through something with that.
Yeah, again, how much of that can you really, you can practice it, but it's not the same as a game, so you were going to have to work through it on the fly. Wonder if the scumbag kicker gets a call this week.
Who's called? The Rams, nothing. Maybe?
There's been nothing on that.
Rams front. Or Packers?
Yeah, I wonder.
Because I can't imagine a bad team is picking him up. It's got to be a playoff.
I think he's got multiple years in him.
And if you're him, until he's told otherwise, he's probably holding out for a good team.
I don't know.
Like, he wants to kick in the playoffs,
sure,
I think.
Sure, yeah.
Now, if he's told that nobody else wants him, then yes, I want a job. But I think if he had his druthers, he's going to a team that's making the playoffs. It's the only way you can use druthers.
Yeah, it's
the only way that works.
Honestly, it's a good point.
Yeah, if he had his druthers. Like, there's no other way to use druthers.
Jason, you're the worst.
I tend to think that's correct.
I went down to the druthers and if he had his druthers is the only way that works.
It is.
But
I'm not sure he has druthers in this situation.
Well,
he
could be told
take it or leave it.
He could be he might not have his druthers.
Because word gets on the street he's declining to work out for this team or that team because you don't think they're going to the playoffs.
I keep going back to is the juice worth the squeeze in one of the bringing up the Packers or Rams because obviously they've had their fair share of
it.
But even with that, The guy made 73% of his kicks last year. Was one of the worst kickers in football. The leg strength has waned, and you're bringing in a media circus.
I think it's got to be they're going to sell you that he's.
I don't know if you're bringing in a media circus.
You don't think there's going to be a lot of questions.
I mean, if you're Jacksonville, and need a kicker, I'm saying, but who puts you?
Jacksonville.
You think ESPN sending a crew down there because the Jags have signed?
But the local media.
But Green Bay.
Green Bay or LA is going to ask questions.
I mean, okay, you got the local Milwaukee and Green Bay media, but I don't think it's a media circus.
Not a frenzy, but they're going to ask uncomfortable questions. And I guess they're going to sell you on, we need a kicker to win a playoff game.
Between that and also, he would have to have a press conference, and he's going to get drilled with all of those questions too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think he's got to talk.
Absolutely. Didn't Pinheiro get hurt for San Francisco yesterday?
Did he? I did not see that.
I saw that.
Now, that would be interesting, too.
Ben says yes.
So
there's another one.
Them I could see.
Shanahan?
I can see it.
Mm. There you go. And that fulfills playoffs. Mm.
Now, that is a big media market.
Yes, it is.
That's a
so is LA.
But I mean, something like San Francisco is that's a top five media market.
Thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
So it'll be interesting to see if he gets a call this week. The LA brought back the thicker kicker again, didn't they? Because Cardi was bad, and McManus.
Well, that's all the same family tree: Green Bay, LA, San Francisco. Yeah. Those guys all work together.
Yes,
good point.
And maybe they're comparing notes. Who wants it? What do you call him, Jason?
Scumbag kicker.
Yeah,
scumbag.
Who wants that guy? Yeah. We'll see if any of these brothers in arms decide to go get Justin Tucker. Coming up next, though, Ravens win 23-16. We'll talk to Jonah Schaefer at 4 o'clock. But next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens won 4 in a row. Are you feeling better or worse after yesterday's win? How are you feeling as the Ravens take on the Jets this Sunday at home? They win 3 straight on the road, 4 straight overall. 410-583-1057. We talk to the people next. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. I was telling you guys during the break, as I'm an avid fan of Trippy on social media, and Trippy had himself... It seemed like a long conversation with Lamar Jackson as Lamar was coming off the field yesterday. So let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. It says Trippy's on his way back from Cleveland. Trippy, how are you? Can you break some news? What were you and Lamar discussing after the game?
Hey, man. Hey, first of all, how y'all doing, man? Actually, I'm doing okay, but I'm not, man. Just say a prayer for me, man. I lost my grandmother in Jamaica this morning.
Sorry
about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But other than that, yesterday was a ball, man, and I know y'all saw that video of me talk Lamar. I said, Lamar, we 4-0, 7 more to go, man. Tell them guys lock in, man, if we can go on this run. You feel me? We just got to believe in each other. But it is one problem I saw yesterday. Can y'all take a guess what problem I'm about to say?
Offensive line.
Well, that's a big problem.
And I was on my way back with my guy Tino and Hassan, man. We was listening to the Hardball thing. And I don't know who asked him that, but shout out to that reporter that asked him that great question. But it sounded like he was lost. He said something about, do you evaluate the players? And he said, well, we just put the best players out there, bro. Even Ray Charles see that, bro. That's not the best offensive line out there. But, I mean.
Might be the best they got.
As long as the defense looking good, I mean, I guess we're doing good. But just imagine if the offensive line get right, y'all. We can go on this run. No. But other than that, I mean, let's be honest, man. Divisional games ain't easy, man. Hey, we got the dub. I'm on my way home. I'm probably 2 hours away, man. So I'm going to finish chiming in with y'all, man. It was great listening to y'all, man. Y'all take care, all right?
Hey, drive safe, brother. Again, sorry about your grandma.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think fixing the offensive line is happening this year.
I don't either. Emory Jones is due back soon.
Almost three quarters of the way through this thing. And
pass pro for, a couple weeks
now? Yeah, he's ready, almost ready. We go from one of our favorites to another. Rashawn is in Vegas because, of course, his other team, and I've never been able to figure this out, but his Cowboys are in Vegas to play the Raiders, and so he's there for that. And Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Of course.
Anybody fighting out there that you've run into? Because you seem to always run into fights.
No, man, everybody's been calm so far, you know, and I left Dustin home for this. He didn't want to come, so, you know, that's one less headache I got to deal with.
Yes.
You know? But, hey, man, but first of all, condolences to Trippy, you know, for losing his grandmother and everything, man. Prayers go out to him. And hopefully I can have that same conversation Trippy had with Lamar with Dak Prescott tonight, you know, and hit this thing on the road with, you know, with the Cowboys, and hopefully they can slide into the playoffs. But anyway, I call to talk about the Ravens, though, man. Like, I'm not stressing. It's a road victory, man. I know it was ugly and everything, man, but I take it. But I am concerned, like Trippy said, about this offensive line, though. Like, come on, Myles Garrett with 4 sacks.
And a half.
Four and a half?
Man. No, four and a half. Four and a half.
Oh, four and a half. okay, I get it. But listen, he had 10 sacks the last 3 games, man.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Like, I salute him, man, because most of these players get these contracts, get this money, and they fall off. You know, like, unlike Micah Parsons, you know, like, look at his stats. I know Green Bay is regretting that contract right now. You know, look at his stats the last 2 games compared to Myles Garrett, though. But salute to him, man. Like I said, we can't fix this offensive line, but it is what it is at this point, though, man. Let's keep the ball rolling. And I heard Jamar Chase might get suspended. So,
yes, he's
right.
Yeah,
yeah, hopefully it's for the 2 games. You know, yeah, for the Ravens' sake, man. Yeah. And listen, definitely for Marlon Humphrey's sake, too, you know, because, you know, he loves to scorch Marlon Humphrey, you know, every time they play him. So. Yeah,
appreciate the call. So a couple things. Harbs did say he's optimistic Marlon plays this week at his Monday press conference. So Jamar Chase probably getting a game, but they have not announced anything yet because that's what Jalen Carter essentially got.
Yeah, I will say. I don't think it's going to affect his status against the Ravens.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey there.
We got the W and everything. I mean, they got the W. But, man, the optics, I mean, they cannot afford to leave that product out on the field with the start they got this season. It's just these guys are supposed to be professional football players. It's just, I'm feeling indifferent. I don't know if I'm happy or what.
Yeah.
You know? They just got it. They have to clean it up. They have to clean it up. They cannot afford to put that out on the leave that out on the field. That's just the way I feel, guys.
Nah,
have a great one.
Hey, if they do it against a good team, they lose.
Yeah, you might be able to get away with it against the Browns, maybe even the Jets on Sunday. But after that, man, gets real.
Yeah, it leaves a lot to be desired. I don't think this team is built to go on the road and win in the playoffs, but we'll see.
410-583-1057. Let's grab Al in Hampstead. Al, you're on the fan.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Feeling optimistic. One thing is, over the past years, and specifically I can think of last year, or I think it was the Raiders game, the Browns game, we didn't win games where we made 4, 5, 6 big mistakes. And those are the teams you're supposed to beat. Was yesterday a good game? No, it was as ugly as it can be, but we pulled it out, which is not the norm for us the past few years. So that's some optimism there that they didn't get down on themselves. Sure, they made downplay here and there, but we still got the win. It was a road win. It was a divisional game, like all those huge things. But compared to last year where we lost to the Browns after a drop pick or the big PI against the Raiders and then we lost that one, it's like this is a night and day situation. It's like, oh, wow, we actually won, so we can win these ones versus either you got to blow them out or we're going to lose. So have a good day, all.
I appreciate it. Hey, that's one way to look at it. They did – I forget. Last year, they found ways to lose these games.
I mean, we said it in the open. When you're devising a scenario in which the Browns win this game, it's Ravens turn the ball over.
They checked a lot of
Miles, Myles Garrett takes over the game. Both of those things happen, and the Ravens still won.
Coming up next, we're a bunch of loud mouths, but what does Jonas Schaefer think about what he saw yesterday? He, of course, is covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He's an IA Hall of Famer. And he joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.